Welcome back to another episode of Roommates with myself, Cardale Jones, Tyler Spile, brought to you by Letterman Row. Follow Letterman Row on Twitter for all your latest and greatest updates with OSU football. Go Bucks to that. And Tyler, what's up, man? I know it's been a crazy week for you with, you know, getting ready for the CFL and self-home quarantine. Does it feel like coronavirus just hit all over again? You got to stay at home.
You know, it's one of those things that it's like, you do feel like I thought we was past this point, but apparently, you know, in Canada, it's it's like 10 times serious up there. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do, you know. I mean, I don't mind the self-quarantine at all. I mean, I'm spending the last few days with my daughter and my wife because I won't see them until the end of the season because, you know, Lauren works and there's no way that she's going to get 14 days off. Because when you go to Canada, you got to take 14 days. So there's no way she's going to take 14 days off work. So I just won't be able to see them. So it's been kind of cool just to hang out with them lately.
Yeah, that's good, man. Well, definitely, man, I know it's difficult, but the mindset, you got to kind of change a little bit the grade and go up there with, you know, different rules and 12 people in the field and things like that. But good luck and enjoy your last few days with the family, man. Wish I can, you know, come over and give you a farewell dap up, but not one of us. So I'm just going to give you a virtual fist pound.
I appreciate it, man. You know, I'm going to make my dog proud, man. I'm going to handle these. I'm going to handle some business over there for you. I got you.
Yeah, for sure. But other than that, man, like I said, it's been a crazy week, man, with college football, with recruiting trips wrapping up now and they're back at that dead period. But we're going to get into that because the buzz in Ohio for once is really not, I mean, it is still Ohio State football, but it's really not Ohio State football. But it's something that's going to affect Ohio State football and their players tremendously. And not just football, but the whole body of student athletes. And the governor came out and signed an executive order, not the actual bill, but executive order to allow these student athletes to make money on their name, image, and likeness, which is unbelievable, which is great, which I am super happy for. I talked about it last episode that it was something that needed to be done way back when. And now that NCAA and college football are catching up with the times of just the times of how things have changed from the beginning of time, you know, so I'm excited for that. And I'm extremely excited for the future of student athletes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's about time that they, you know, can get paid off of who they are and, you know, their hard work. Because, you know, you got to work hard in high school to be even considered five-star recruiting your talent. You got to have talent and all that. So it's good to see that hard worker be paid off and per se now that they get to college and, you know, when they get on the field and make plays and become great players and they get paid for that. So it's good. You know, it's good. It's what's needed.
But it's not. They're not going to get – it's no guarantee you're going to get paid for your hard work and your dedication. You know, it's just the opportunity to be able to capitalize on that.
Well, at least they had an opportunity.
For sure. I mean, the opportunity gets, you know, open a lot of different doors for you. But, I mean, with this whole bill, you know, people – look at it, and I posted, you know, yesterday was a sign-in, and had the opportunity to be there with, you know, the governor and our state leaders as they signed this executive order. And so I posted pictures on social media and just, you know, for the first time, I had an opportunity to really go through and dissect my comments, and I wanted to reply back to some things and stuff like that. And you'd be surprised on some of the mixed reactions you get from some of these people and the misconsumption, just the misconsumption of what it means for a player to be paid off their name, image, and likeness. You get so many comments and like, oh my God, it's going to change. It's no more underdog story. It's going to change the dynamics of college football.
All they're allowed to do. I told you what they was going to say.
No. Of course. But I mean, this is out of the 1,000 plus comments, this is less than 1% of, I won't say negative comments, but not understanding how these athletes will be able to benefit from this. You know, not just a free education if you're on scholarship, but think about that walk-on student who's paying for school, who's able to go back to his local community where he's able to give golf lessons. He's able to put together a for-profit football camp or that long snapper or something like that, or these other sports or these other student athletes where they have a huge following on their social media just because they have a YouTube channel or they TikTok famous or something like that. Mm-hmm. That is worth value.
Yeah.
And they're now allowed to capitalize on that. So I'm happy for those guys as well, because I mean, it's so many TikTokers and YouTubers and gamers.
People got it's a lot of people that's got creative personalities and creative minds that now they'll be able to capitalize off of. So that's what I'm talking about. It'll be good. Yeah. Like if you got personality and you're a fun guy, like people like you, like you'll be able to like at least benefit a little bit. You have the opportunity. Let me, because I don't want you to go crazy. You have the opportunity to benefit from these things. Yeah, and I don't really see no negative. I mean, I let you tell it from a coaching standpoint, but like for a player, I don't really see no negative in it at all. Like I don't see why a fan would be opposed to this. Like I really don't.
I mean, you know, as fans, they want to keep the game as authentic as possible and pure as possible.
It's not really affecting the game at all.
Exactly.
Like at the end of the day, they still got to show up and still perform on the field to, like, that's not going to change at all.
Exactly. You know, people make comments about, okay, well, you know, you're putting all this money into young kid hands and blah, 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 this and that. And it's going to just, you know, let them wait and to get the money until they get to the pros. I'm like, I don't know what world you live in, but going to the next level of any sport is not a guarantee.
Yeah, it's slim.
Not easy.
It's slim. And yeah, even if you are good, it's when you get there, your shelf life is you not guaranteed to make the team. You might be on P Squad. It's a lot of variables that go into it that I have personally lived through.
And it's not just, like I said, we clearly mean you're gonna rate more to football, but it's not just easy to make it to any professional league. And it's ironic because the longer you do this sport, the longer you do sports, it's not like your everyday job, right? The longer you do your everyday job as a doctor, as a lawyer, as a plumber, as whatever it may be, you continue to get better and your odds of being successful in this job continue to, for your odds to have an opportunity to move up in this company or at this job, that they get greater.
Yeah.
You go through Little League, then high school, then college, and have an opportunity to get to the pros or any other steps between that, your chances of getting to the pros starts to decrease even more the higher levels you go. In athletics, period.
Well, your body's starting to break down, so it's not going to be able to withstand certain things. Like certain things that you could do back that I could do at college, I probably can't even do that no more. And it is funny because I'll be sitting there. I was talking to a former teammate, and he was just saying like he has no desire to even like play anymore because it took so much of a toll on his body. And he like still affected from it and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a lot going on. So they need to capitalize off their name while they can, you know, while it's hot, you know, because it's not guaranteed that when they get to the pros, it's going to be hot. So, you know, at least they get to experience something like some fame while at some point in their life or in their career.
Yeah, why not? But I mean, I'm excited for that. That's officially, you know, this is the first 24 hours. It's not been 24 hours yet. 2:30 would be 24 hours. But I'm excited for the future of college football, especially when it concerns to Ohio student athletes on a collegiate level, because it's going to be big. And we know Ohio is a sports state, in particular football. So
hey, I'm interested to see what deals people get. I don't know
if the dollar amount is going to be public as
I don't I'm it's not remember. Even about I don't even but, I, listen yeah, I just, can go find that out we can find that out I don't you know I don't care about that I just want to see what you know what sponsorships that they get. I really believe it'll be a lot of social media though, because that's the day and age that we live in, and that's where people communicate the most with athletes is on social media. So yeah,
but now when that kid pulls up in that Mercedes, you don't have to care. You can't question it.
I got it from. Look, throw some shoes on it. Ooh, wee.
No, like I said, I'm excited for the future student athletes on the collegiate level in Ohio, and kind of switching gears a little bit, man. Ohio State just came through, just finished up a huge recruiting month. They had over 120 recruits in the last 4 weeks. I think it was a little over 40 of those guys were on the officials and the rest were unofficial visits. But, I mean, Ohio State, they roll out the red carpet for all these guys who come into the facility if you're committed or not. Because, you know, if they're recruiting you, they offer you a scholarship, they want you, and they see something in you, mm-hmm. and they believe that you can benefit from the program as the program's going to benefit from you. So, with that being said, man, I can remember going through the recruiting process when I was in high school and trying to cram in all those visits in a dead period. But I think we had a little more time to cram in those visits because, you know, one of the biggest recruits in, well, the biggest recruit in an extra class, JTT Tuamalo, I think is the say his last name. A kid out of Washington. Number one player in the country, mm-hmm. number one prospect in the country, defensive end. And his big thing right now, the biggest thing right now in recruiting, he just canceled his visit to Alabama.
Yeah.
He wanted to narrow it down to the four schools he took a visit to this past month, which was Ohio State, Oregon,
Washington, USC. And Washington.
Yeah. So, I mean, everything you hear about the kid, everything you read online about him, you know, he's a homebody. He's a great kid, a great person, a great teammate, great dude to be around. And what do you think with him canceling Alabama means for these other four schools, in particular Ohio State?
It definitely gives.
If you're looking at it just for all standards and.
I mean, it's
prestigious of the university and a track record. Ohio State got to be number one, right? At least four.
But see, that's the thing. Like, he's a West Coast kid, right?
Yeah.
See, that
20 minutes away from the University of Washington, 3-hour drive from Oregon.
Okay, see, and that's the thing that, you know, that the other schools, that those schools have going for him is the fact that, you know, he's from over here, you know, he's a West Coast kid, you know, they'll probably feed him like, you know, it'd be different going all the way to Ohio State. But, I mean, if just being in the top four, that's huge for the Buckeyes. I mean, it'll be a home run if we can land them because we definitely need that type of player in our program. But the thing about it that I think the reason why he canceled, like why Ohio State is still in it, because I out of all the four schools, I mean, Ohio State is obviously the only Midwest school. I think the reason why is because Ohio State does a great job of making you feel like you're at home. Like I said, when you get there, like you don't feel like home for him. Like you wouldn't feel like home is for a 4 or 5 hour flight. Like you feel like, man, I'm, whatever. You got to be technical. It's like, man, I'm like, I feel good here. Like I'm comfortable here. I know these people got my back. It's just been a bunch of stories at Ohio State that's also have told that. I mean, obviously it's different for me because it was home was 2 hours drives for me and you, you know, depending on who's driving. so it was just different. I know it's a lot of kids that's coming from Florida and from Texas, and how come we keep getting all these recruits from there? It's because when you get to Ohio State, you know, it's like, I mean, of course, Ohio State is Ohio State. You know, you're going to be in the running for the championship every year, but it's just an awesome program, man. You know, Coach Mick and strength staff do a great job of making us feel good during the holidays. They even got Santas and all kind of stuff. So it's just a fun experience, and the guys is awesome to be around.
Yeah, for sure. And one thing Coach Jay and the staff did, that they greeted JTT at the airport. They all had Hawaiian shirts on and, I forgot the thing you were about. They were about it. I totally forgot the name.
I forget the name of it too, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, you know, so they try to, you know, make him feel as warm as possible. I think this was his first time on the East Coast this far. So, you know, we try to stress the importance of home when it comes to recruiting and things like that. I mean, I don't consider home as Oregon for him because it's still a 3-hour drive. I figure home is like within 2 hours because we're making a 6-hour turnaround.
It'd be Washington.
Exactly. I mean,
he probably grew up watching Washington because it's right there.
Yeah, but if you want to do the things you say you want to do, why not be coached by the best guy in college football at his position, Larry Johnson? I mean, his track record speaks for itself. But it, you know, guys like, I'm not even going to mention the Boses and Chase. I'm just going to talk about guys like Sam Hubbard, who's, you know, captain and very productive.
Killing it.
Defensive end of the Bengals. And you got Jalen Holmes. You got Taquan Lewis. You got, golly, in Denver. The last two of Denver, golly.
Draymond Jones.
Draymond Jones from Denver. And then,
killing it. I was just with him 2 years ago. Killing it.
Yeah. So his track record speaks for itself. And when it comes to these four schools, really compared to any other school, when it comes to getting defensive linemen drafted and being productive and being that guy in college, and he can be that guy here at Ohio State being coached by the great Larry Johnson. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, which other selling point do you need as a recruit? You're going to be coached by the best position coach in the country at your position. On top of being part of one of the top programs in the country, you're going to have an opportunity to compete for championships in November. You know, and that's the most important part. So, outside of, you know, making a crap ton of money with name and likeness.
There we go. Now they can sell it, huh?
yeah, for sure. So that's great.
That's funny. You're hilarious for that.
but looking at the trip to Oregon, you know, I mean, yeah, you can drive 3 hours, but I consider home a place where you can drive there and back in a day. I mean, how many times we drove to Cleveland there? I mean, I don't know. 4 hours is cool there and back, 2 and 2, but 6, you start to push.
It depends on the weekend, and that's how that gets.
Like, oh no, traffic on the West Coast.
Ooh,
that 3 hours is 3 hours. Yeah, unless you're getting up super
late. I mean, he might.
But think about like this. Think about like this. Oregon, they have those. I think they have like those freaking 9 o'clock games and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Your parents is getting up like at 4 o'clock trying to get to the stadium.
Well, they don't normally do though. They did that. I think but they did still, that last year. Just that. I think that was the only time it actually like.
Well, still, you got those early games. Parents getting up. Your fans, your family is getting up pretty early to make that 3 hour drive. That's going to turn into 4.5 because of traffic. Because,
but I mean, there's
versus, a good group of people is going to go to the game.
Well, I mean, that's not a good selling point because they had to get on the plane to come.
3 hours.
They had to get on the plane.
3 hours.
That's not the point. That's
3 hours. 3 hours. Come enjoy your weekend. Columbus, come enjoy your weekend. But me personally, with the recruiting trips and going through recruiting, distance wasn't a thing for me. I mean, yeah, it'd have been great that your family and friends are able to come support you each and every week of home games and stuff like that. But I was more concerned, like, what that university can do for me, what it had to offer me outside of athletics.
Side note, where did you take your visits to?
Ohio State, LSU, Miami University, and Oregon. I only took four. So I was falling all over. I was all over the place.
Yeah, you was.
I took an unofficial to Penn State. Unofficial to. I went up to a junior day of Team Up North. I took an unofficial to Toledo.
You went up there? No, hold on. Stop. You're not going to speed past that like you did. Just you went up there?
Well, I went up there for
my high school quarterback coach at the time,
son, was like the biggest Team Up North hockey fan, right? Oh, speaking of Team Up North, Tyler's Pop. I almost disclaimed my kid. And I'm sorry to get off topic. I almost disclaimed Owen.
Really?
His mom sent me a picture of him in his new glasses.
Oh, they blew, they made you some blue. Oh my God. Hey, no, we ain't doing that. We not doing that.
I didn't even look how great he looked in his glass. I didn't look how cute he looked.
It's the yellow. It's that yellow, right?
I said, Morgan, what do he has on? What do he got on?
Wow.
What? She's like, what? His glasses. I'm like, I'm talking about the shirt.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't even notice the shirt. I'm like, what? How not you know? So, well, you know, my cousin's going to school up there for hockey. He loves hockey. He got him the shirt. I said, Morgan, you know where I went? Yeah. You know where you went? So, yeah. Take that shirt off of him. Get him a yellow shirt that just says hockey.
No, Bert, listen, man. I understand. Like, you got to support the fam. I do. I get that. But, like, it's certain. You can support them, but you ain't got. This reminds me of when we played Alabama and my family showed up in Alabama stuff. That was some disrespect right there. It was like a spit in the face.
Well, that was like when I was with the Chargers and we came to play the Browns. And we traveled that far from west to east. We stayed a few days and we actually were staying in the town longer after the game as well because we was flying to London after the following week. And I, you know, I couldn't wait. I go see the family. I think it's everything great. Oh, you know, he's back in town. They all barking at me. Woo, 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 woo. They got the brown stuff on. They like, screw you, F you, blah, blah, blah. Browns this, Browns that, Browns this.
Who won the game?
Now my boy Phil Rivers went out there and had a day.
He was sitting there, good, good.
I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to go home to where everyone else I knew was watching the game to go decked out in Chargers head to toe. I never wore so much Chargers stuff. I had a hat, a shirt, a hoodie, a shoe, and a pants.
Yes, that's how I felt. Oh, listen, yeah. After I caught that pick after the Alabama game, went in. Hold on, let me talk to y'all for a second. Come on.
That's what y'all get.
Hey, talk about something. I ain't gonna lie. I was glad that you did it, but I was whatever. You weren't talking all that.
I'm saying it. That's funny though. But needless to say, I'm ripping. I'm gonna show him how much I'm showing how much I like hockey too. Cause I like to fight. I'm gonna rip him out that shirt. I catch him in that thing. Like I'm hockey players, you fighting, pull their shirt back on their head. Come on, it's your first fighting lesson right here.
Yeah, that's too far right there. Yeah, I don't know what I'd do. I ain't got word. Lord would never do that. She would never do that.
I couldn't believe it, Tyler. I was heartbroken, but it's cool, dog. You know, one day I forgive him. One day. But no, man, back to getting to talk about recruiting and stuff like that. Like I said, this just wasn't the thing for me. I wanted to go to a university where I saw myself and the university can help me set myself up for life after football. So clearly I made the right decision, you know, through Ohio State. Would have definitely met you guys. Probably would have smashed you somewhere else while I was playing. I would have ran you. I would have ran you right the over.
Cardio.
So
yeah,
that's
really,
always good.
You know, hold on, wait.
Love my
hold on for the fans that's watching this. I need y'all to know that is me and Cardio went against each other in high school in a 7-on-7, and we went against each other the spring game, our last spring game. Cardio has gotten me one time. I've gotten Cardio twice. I'm up 2-1 on Cardio. I picked Cardio off twice. I don't know why he even thinks that he can mess with me. I really don't.
That wasn't you when we played y'all in the preseason for Niners and I jumped over y'all in the end zone. That wasn't you.
Excuse me? No, it was not. Don't even do that. I will say you scored and threw that ball out there at the stands. So I was like, oh, this dude, he acted up today, huh? No, that was not me. No,
I know it wasn't. I'm just messing with you. But man, no, that's cool though. I mean, like I said, Ohio State pretty much was the best decision that I personally made when it comes to my athletic career thus far. And it wouldn't change it for the world. So me and JTT and all the future recruits out there, man, you guys watching this and listening, man, come make, you know, a great decision and joining a great alumni base. And
for sure,
you
know, that's
a brotherhood and a culture that, you know, will follow you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. You know, it's got to be something good. It's got, because it's a bunch of recruits that's coming back, you know, I think the one quarterback.
He came back last week with his buddy, his receiver was on his official visit that he's hoping to get an offer from Ohio State.
So like they just, cool. He keeps coming back. And he was in Texas, right? He keeps flying back. It's just, like I said, it's just great. It's a great environment, a great atmosphere. You will definitely be taken care of from, you won't have to worry about, are you getting the right coaching? You won't have to worry about the physical. Like it's all going to be there. It's your education is great. It's just a great place to be, man. Just Columbus, Ohio really does a great job of preparing you for the real world, even outside of football, even after your football career is over. I mean, just being a Buckeye just will take you far in life. So, you know, it's a great decision. Don't even fight it too hard. You overthink this. It's all right there. Like, come on. Like, you got the best coach. You got the best strength coach. You got great education. You go to the league. Like, it's there, you know. Don't overthink it.
Yeah, you got it. But, man, now I'm wrapping up with recruiting. I know Ohio State's back into this dead period. Like I said, they have 4 straight weeks of recruiting and, you know, over 120 recruits and on visits and not the facility and all around the city. So I think, you know, now that they are in this dead period, I know the coaches got to be like, okay, now we can focus on now. Now we can focus on the guys we have here now and getting ready for when a foot hits the ball, you know, in the opening game. So I already know that was a unique time for us that did, well, during recruiting that last week of, what is that, that last month of June, and, you know, we get on our little summer break, and then as we finish it up, because you don't see the coaches for X amount of time because they go straight from off the roads to hosting visits, and mm-hmm. they can't see really be around the players. I think the rules are changing now since we were in school, but they can't do much around the players until a week or so before camp.
You know what? You know what's coming up, though, for the players, right?
Conditioning tests.
Ooh! the stadium,
well,
bro.
No, they don't even do that anymore.
When he told me that, I got to go down there and talk to Coach Mick, man. It's one of those things that's really proven. The older you get, it's like you kind of ease up a little bit. And it's a shame for me I cannot believe that we had to do that stadium runs like that, especially remembering you.
This is not my friend. No.
Carnell, you was the funniest person to watch. You made me feel so good about my, because I used to be tired. Used to be really tired, but when I saw you, I said, oh man, I need that, man.
Couldn't breathe.
It's tough.
Couldn't breathe. It's I'm gonna hydrate all day.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What about the time we went out there? I forget what we had. We had 50s. We had like 50s, like 20 50s or something like that. And I had told y'all, Carnell, I didn't make it. I fell out.
Oh, yeah.
Carnell,
I said, well, you ain't make it. Oh, I know I ain't about to make it.
Carnell came in there holding his shoes afterwards.
I can breathe, boy. Hey, that last one. I made it to the very last one.
I fell out at like 18.
Yeah, it's my very last one. I remember like it was yesterday. My very last one. And because we went first, because we didn't do offense and defense together. Y'all did like maybe defense, and then we did offense maybe or something.
I don't remember.
I know the whole team wasn't there.
The whole team wasn't there.
My group was first, though. Whatever group we ran first. So we got finished first. So as the other two teams, the other ones coming over and running, I put my hands on my knees.
They think I know I was looking up.
Oh my God.
Oh, looking up at the sky. Yeah.
The way I failed, like I put my hands on my knees. I failed. I feel myself going down. I tucked like under my legs and I'm looking up. So I'm just like, where am I?
They looking at me like, what was you doing this weekend? Everybody like, no, he wasn't doing that. He wasn't doing that this weekend. I know that full fact.
That was tough, man. That was tough, man. That was some of the toughest stuff ever, but
y'all,
man,
for sure.
Well, good luck to those Buckeyes as they're getting ready to and start their summer program. I think July 6th. I think I want to say or the 8th. I think so. I think they're
right around the corner.
Yeah. Good luck to the Buckeyes as they start their summer program this, you know, within the next week or so, man. This is when you really see that team start to be built and molded and shaped and getting ready for the season. And, you know, it's going to eliminate some guys and separate some guys, because some guys are going to take some steps and some guys are going to stay the same. So good luck to that. Go Bucks to that. And that's, well, man, good luck to those guys as they get ready for this summer program. And I hear it another week or so, you know, going through conditioning and all that stuff. This part of the season, this part of the year, this is when they really mold that team, because guys are starting to separate themselves when it comes to conditioning level and play and things like that. So good luck to those guys. But that is it for another episode of Romance with myself, Carnell Jones, and Tyvus Pound, brought to you by Leonard Monroe.
Bucks and five.
Follow those guys over at Twitter for all your latest and greatest Ohio State updates and recruiting and all that great stuff. So go Bucks. Catch you guys later.